find a position that you can stay in for a while. Maybe move a little to the left and right. And it's always best if your spine is straight, as if a thread is pulling up your spine. So make it long and straight, so the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. And also it's important that your shoulders are broad, like if you have wings. And if you sit like this, you can hold your hands on your knees. You can also hold your right on your left, palms upwards, thumbs together in your lap. And then just take a few deep breaths. Really try to arrive here in this room. With each deep breath you take, you arrive more and more in this room. And especially at this moment, because you don't have to be anywhere else right now. Don't have to think about later or the past week or tomorrow. Just have to be here now. Just a person sitting on a cushion or the sofa. And to get out of our stream of thinking, go inwards, become aware of your body, the feelings and sensations in your body. First, focus on your heart. Feel the warmth in your heart. Feel your heart beating. And just realize that we are so fortunate to have woken up this morning. Because we do not know if this will happen tomorrow. So let's make the most out of this beautiful day. So it is good to start with a wonderful intention, a wonderful motivation to start this day. So do your own intention, motivation for this day. Then also a motivation for this meditation. For example, I'm sitting down in meditation to develop my consciousness and to gain control over my mind so I can help myself and other beings with all the obstacles on the path. So from your heart, you go upwards with your attention. Go to your face, left side of your face. Become aware of the energy, sensations there. Also to the right side of your face. And let's become aware of the senses, the five senses. First, focus on your mouth. Become aware of the warmth, the energy in your mouth. And also, what is it that you taste right now? Go upwards to your nose. Feel the air coming in through your nose when you breathe in. And what is it that you smell right now? Your attention on your ears. Become aware of the energy in your ears. And listen to the sounds. Beautiful sounds in between the silence. The silence that is within you. Focus on your eyes, the energy in your eyes. And even if you have your eyes closed, what is it that you see right now? What color? Maybe there's a structure, something else. Become aware of the touch, maybe the air touching your skin, maybe your cheekbones. But also the clothes you wear touching your skin. Protect you. And you take your attention upwards to your crown chakra. And see if you can feel the exact location of your crown chakra. The energy that's there. Go to the back of your head, your neck. Focus on your upper back, lower back. And if you have a little pain somewhere or some irritations, just try to accept it. Don't focus your attention there. It is the way it is right now. And you go up your spine again, then to your shoulders. And from your shoulders, you go down to your upper arm, lower arms, and focus on your precious hands and fingers. Become aware of the energy in your hands, the warmth in your hands. And if you're really aware, maybe you can feel your heart beating in your hands. See if you can feel that. Focus on your stomach and belly. How does your belly feel right now? Is it full or empty, warm or cold? What's the energy like in your belly? Focus on your lower body and become aware of how you sit, how you are supported by the cushions. Upper legs. Lower legs. Your feet and toes. Become aware of the energy in your feet and the contact they make with the floor or cushion. And just check if your body is completely calm and relaxed. If there is still some tension, try to calm it. And then from a corner of our mind, we stay alert on the quality of the meditation. Very present, very in the now. And we think of all the wonderful Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that inspire us and guide us along our own spiritual path. And if you want, we can take refuge. Sangye Chirang Tsoki Chagnam La Jang Chu Badu Radmi Kyab Su Chi Dagi Jin Soki Pesunam Ki Drolap and Sir Sangye Drupasho. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Fino all'illuminazione prendo rifugio in Buddha, Dharma e Sangha. Tramite la pratica della generosità e delle altre perfezioni, possa al più presto ottenere lo stato di Buddha per beneficio di tutti gli esseri senzienti. Now we generate bodhicitta, it's great compassion, like Kuan Yin's compassion. thinking about the four immeasurable thoughts. And the first is, may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. So you try to wish all beings well. Doesn't matter if you like them or not like them. Simply try to wish them well so that their own minds can be peaceful and joyful. And may all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And here again, it doesn't matter if you like them or not like them. Sometimes it's really good also to think of the people who we don't like, or that hurt others or have hurt us, and see that it is because of their suffering, because of their confused minds, that they do the thing that we find objectionable. Because if their hearts and minds would be peaceful, they would behave in an entirely different way. So may also they be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings never be separated from the happiness of higher rebirth and liberation from samsara. And here we rejoice. We feel joy for other people's goodness and good qualities. And we wish that they may continue to develop themselves and gain higher levels of consciousness. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity. And equanimity helps us to open our hearts in an equal way to everybody, without prejudice, without being attached to some people and holding them close, but also without having an aversion to others, keeping them distant. Because we really see that all sentient beings, even the tiniest animal, wants exactly the same as us, simply to be happy and free from suffering. Now, if we think of Kuan Yin and the wonderful qualities of Kuan Yin, this true and deep compassion, not just for the ones we love, but for all sentient beings. Her deep wisdom. And then think of how that would be if we would have realized these qualities within ourselves. What would it be like if you would never be angry again, always have infinite patience, always feel compassion, always ready to help all other beings? How would it be like if you know exactly what to do in any given situation? Like the beautiful Bodhisattva Kuan Yin. And we will visualize these wonderful qualities in front of us, in the form of Kuan Yin. Would you start with a beautiful blue sky? So think of your favorite color blue and fill the space around you with it. And then think of the most beautiful landscape that you can think of. How would that look? What would it be like if, I don't know, maybe you're sitting in a landscape, maybe full of mountains, maybe snowy topped mountains. Maybe it has clear lakes, azure blue lakes, waterfalls. Maybe you hear the water falling from the waterfall. And what about trees? Think of beautiful trees, maybe full of fruit, full of birds, chirping birds. Maybe there are the most beautiful plants, most beautiful flowers. Really try to see all these flowers, all these landscape elements around you. See their colors, very vivid. Smell the beautiful smell of the flowers. Maybe you see birds and bees and butterflies. And maybe other animals, maybe deer, or your own animals. Just create this fantastic landscape, peaceful landscape around you, and you are sitting in the midst of it. And then suddenly in front of you appears a beautiful rock shaped as a throne. And on top of this throne rock sits the gorgeous Kuan Yin. She sits in a pose known as Royal Ease Pose. She's very comfortable and supports her body with her left arm on the rock. And her left leg hangs down the rock. Her left foot rests on a lotus flower, which emerges from the rock to support it. And Kuan Yin's right leg is raised on the rock. Her right arm rests on her right knee. And she has this beautiful, very confident attitude. She's not static. She's very three-dimensional, very lively, completely alert, completely aware of everything that goes on around her. And from her body come these beautiful rays of bright and pure light. And if you look even closer, you see that Kuan Yin wears the beautiful scarves and skirts made from the finest fabrics. They float gently around her body. They're very colorful, mostly in the colors red and green. And these scarves and skirts are made of the most beautiful fabrics, decorated with golden ornaments, precious jewels. And if you look at her face, you see that it's sparkling and youthful. She has beautiful, bright, radiant eyes. And her peaceful gaze is full of compassion. She's looking at you directly. And at the same time, at every other living being. You can even visualize all the other beings sitting behind you, here in front of Kuan Yin. And she's got long hair, dark and shiny, wears it in hair knots on top of her head, and in loose strands along her neck and shoulders. And in her hair, she wears beautiful ornaments, including a golden crown with a small red Amitabha Buddha in it, who radiates out a luminous, transparent red light. And she also wears beautiful, decorated golden necklaces, golden earrings, golden bracelets. And just seated here in front of you, On her rock throne, she looks around and makes contact with all living beings. And she hears their pleas and helps wherever is needed. You really feel that Kuan Yin in front of you is completely free from prejudice, free of critical thoughts. She fully accepts you as you are right now. And when she looks at you in your eyes, you feel that her heart fills up with love and compassion for you. And it is like her heart opens, and from her heart, a strong and big, purifying beam of light appears. And when in a moment we recite Kuan Yin's mantra, you visualize and feel that this sparkling beam of bright light slowly comes towards you, to your crown, to your crown chakra, and it enters your body through the top of your head, as if a light switch is going on inside of you. It immediately lights up your body, and this bright purifying light flows through your face, goes downwards through your neck and shoulders and chest, and even further down until your entire body contains of white light. This purifying light heals all negative thoughts, purifies negative karma, all disturbing emotions, all diseases of body and mind, and all the impure actions that were made with your body, speech and mind. And at the same time, this light flows to all 10 directions, where it also touches and purifies all other sentient beings, also the ones sitting behind you, so even the smallest animal. So really try to feel and visualize this when we recite the mantra. And with each mantra, the light in your body becomes stronger and stronger, until your own body consists of this bright, pure light. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa, 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 Namo Guan Shi. With each mantra, this light inside your body becomes stronger and stronger, pushing away, purifying all negativities, both body and mind. And when you feel that your body is filled with a bright light, your skin is just a shell of white light, purifying light, compassionate light, try to expand it, spread this light of compassion, fill the room with this light. So you open your heart, fill the room with this light. This whole building with this light. The whole city of Venice with this light. So spreading out this compassion throughout Venice and Italy and all of Europe and then the rest of the world. Really try to visualize this, feel it. I will recite the mantra one more time. This whole world is filled with compassion, filled with joy, and purified. Namo Guanxi Yin Pusa, Namo Guanxi Yin Pusa, Namo Guanxi Yin Pusa, Namo Guanxi Yin Pusa. Namo Guanxi Yin Pusa, 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 Namo Guanxi Yin Pusa,
Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. 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 Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa.
Feel the warmth in your heart while it is spreading out light, compassionate light. Namo Guan Shi Yin Pu Sa. 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 You're still sitting in this beautiful landscape around you. And the image of Guan Yin in front of you is still very strong, very alive. She still looks at you, full of compassion. It gives a blissful feeling, a feeling of unity, that everything is completely one. And then you see that Guan Yin in front of you slowly becomes smaller. And smaller, and just absorbs into a small ball of this bright white light containing the essence of all her qualities. And next, this small ball of bright, purifying light slowly comes towards you to the top of your head. Really try to feel it as it enters your body through your crown. As if you were taking a pill of just goodness and good qualities. Once inside your head, it immediately brightens the light even more. And this essence, light of Guan Yin, slowly flows downwards through your face, through your neck, and your chest, finally settles in your heart, from where it spreads its light to all other directions and all other parts in your body. And again, it gives a blissful feeling, a feeling of unity, and that you've received the qualities of Guan Yin, this incredible compassion, deep compassion, deep wisdom. And really try to feel this blissful, spacious feeling for a moment. And then we dedicate the merit that was generated through this meditation to the welfare of all sentient beings, including yourself. You do a personal dedication, and then I'll end with a dedication prayer. Geva din yudu dag lama sangye drukunye drowa chiku malupa kyoki sala gupa shok. Janchup samchok rinpoche ma kepa namge kyuji kepa nyampa mepa jang gungne gungdu pelpa shok. To the merits of this virtuous meditation, may I quickly attain the enlightened state of Kuan Yin and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish but increase more and more. A causa di questi meriti possa io realizzare lo stato di Kuan Yin e guidarvi tutti gli esseri senza eccezione. Possa la preziosa bodhicitta, che non è ancora sorta, sorgere, e quella già sorta possa incrementare sempre di più. Oh. Just take your time to come out of the meditation. Maybe by first moving your body a little, stretching your arms and your neck, and then slowly open your eyes again.